The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Ireland. A busy day coming up as well with day four of the July meeting in Killarney, and also a good card in Leopardstown this evening as well. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate, yes. Fresh off the back of a little game of golf this morning.
Yes, good stuff. Good stuff in Ireland as well today, Andy. We've got the fourth day of the July Festival in Killarney, and then a really good card in Leopardstown this evening as well, with a big Premier Handicap, the Nasrullah Handicap, and the Challenge Stakes, which is a listed race as well. So good stuff this evening, isn't it? Well, today, all day.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, very cannily as well. The Leopardstown authorities have put the best race on last, so punters don't drift home. And I think, you know, God, there's a 0-75 handicap. Let's pack our bags and head off into the night. So yeah, everyone will be staying in to watch that last race.
Yes, let's get stuck into the action then. We're going to focus primarily on Leopardstown, but we'll also get a couple of Andy's best bets in Killarney as well. And the first race in Leopardstown this evening is the 5.50, and we start with an EBF maiden over six furlongs, and Initial is the 6-5 market leader at the time of recording. 5-2 for Rule the Waves, Hunt is 5-1, 11-2 for Fields of May, bit of money for Romiak, who's 25-1 into 16s, Some Character is 18-1 with Yulong Zhongbar, and 66-1 for the outsider Evita Gray. So an interesting main to start the card, Andy. Who'd you like in the 5.50?
Yeah, well, having napped at Colour Rhapsody the other day when he miraculously won at Tipperary for John Ox, I'm very keen on backing or tipping the horse that chased him home. It was called Initial from the Dermot World Stable, who showed quite encouragingly first time out, but on much better surface, and stepping up in trip was an even more stronger proposition, and he should really be good enough to take this race, because I'm not mad keen as it stands at the moment with Rule the Waves, the horse who was blinkered last time out and sent off a short price favourite to win at Tipperary, and he just wasn't good enough or up to the task. So Initial, dropping back to six furlongs, he showed plenty of pace that day at Tipperary. In fact, he was only just nutted late on. The time of the race was pretty good, they went a good gallop, and with the all-conquering Dermot World Stable still ticking over quite nicely, then hopefully things will be rosy. And what looks a very strong night for Dermot Weld.
Okay, Initial then to kick off the card for Dermot Weld in the 5.50. The 6.20 is the second race, and this is an EBF median auction maiden over seven furlongs, and Ray Dara is the even money favourite this morning, and being nibbled a little bit as well from 5-4. Indian Tomahawk, another one to attract the money this morning, 13-2 into 7-2 at the time of recording. 11-2 for Sacrificial, going the other way out from 9-2. It's 15-2 for Vocalizer, and 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. Just consulting the naps table here as well, and the you've napped Ray Dara this evening. Tell us why.
Yeah, I'm basically looking to get with most horses that ran well in that maiden won by Aidan O'Brien's Words, who I've said on record a few times, I think he's probably the best filly either side of the RSC so far this season, certainly on the figures anyway. That maiden was a really strongly run one, and I love the way that Aidan O'Brien's charged quicken up that day. Left a good feel for dead with a really good turn of foot from the three-fold pole to the furlong pole, and basically nothing in that race could go with that filly by Danzilli. But back in second was Ray Dara, who got momentarily outpaced by the winner as she rushed by her. But I like the way she kept on late on. She was actually closing back down the winner in the latter stages, and that was a really good return first time out. The speed figure, could say that race was absolutely brilliant. And two horses that have subsequently come out of that race have won fairly convincingly as well subsequently. Bobby Grace, the Paul Deegan stable, went on to win the other day over in Navan, and Colour Rhapsody landed in Upper Tipperary on Saturday. So I'm pretty convinced now, if I needed any more convincing, that race is a really good one. And Mickey Halford's horses usually would want to run as well first time out. So to run so well in such a keenly contested and strongly run filly's maiden, hopefully she should be good enough. The danger, well, if there is one, it might well be Indian Tomahawk, who also went into the notebook first time out. No, he's certainly not knocked about. It was interesting that there was good money for this horse as well throughout the morning. Mike O'Callaghan's got a useful team in his midst, and obviously this one is one of the most promising colts. He looks the each-way alternative. He didn't want to take sort of even money 11 to 10 about Radara, but definitely looks the best bet on the card. So hopefully the fillies will get one over on the colts.
Okay. Radara than the Knapp selection in the 6.20. The 6.50 is race 3 on the card, and we're staying in maiden company for this one. This one's a 7 furlong maiden for the older horses, 3-year-olds and over. Flight Risk is the 11-8 favourite this morning. First sitting is 3-1 with Right Way, 9-1 for Some Spirit, and then 12-1 and double figure prices for the other runners. Talk through your thoughts in the 6.50, Andy.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised how they bet this race. Obviously Flight Risk ran well last season behind Shining Emerald. It was quite a good listed race first time up. You know, you're thinking, well, if you manage to run to that level first time out, then you should be able to win a maiden quite comfortably. But I'm not necessarily sure he'll have it all his own way here up against John Ox's colt by Cockney Rebel, Right Way, who similarly to the favourite, you know, showed with a good deal of encouragement first time out at the Curra. That was behind Fakalai. Of course, second was Blackstone, who finally got off the mark the other night down in Killarney. So the form of that race wasn't too bad. And the fact that Right Way was sent off 3-1 favourite, you've certainly expected to go very close. But although it didn't win, and obviously the market suggested a lot of people thought it would win, that was still a good return from a horse trained by John Ox first time out. They never normally knocked about first time out, very similar to like Mickey Halford's horse and for instance, Brian Meehan over here in England. They're not overly punished if their winning chances are not imminent. So I think 3-1 for Right Way is a fair bet against the favourite. So let's go with Right Way, who certainly looks as though he's doing just that.
Okay, Right Way then to live up, up to his name in the 6.50. The 7.25 is race 4 on the card, and we're into handicap company for the first time here. It's a handicap over 7 furlongs, and Inform Ua Jock heads the betting at 3-1, chasing the hat-trick here. Relentless Pursuit is 13-2 with Focus More, 8-1 for Our Max. A bit of money for Hassanar at double-figure prices, 12s into 9s this morning. Lake George is 10-1, 12s for Yava, and Almost Had It All, and Kodiak's Back, and The Dancing Lord, plenty of them on 12-1 there, and 14s or bigger prices at the rest. Do you take on the informed favourite, or do you sit side with Ua Jock here?
Yeah, he's obviously turned a corner, this horse. For a while he's been in the wilderness, and I don't think connections have really got the key to him, but he suddenly just clicked for one reason or another. And that confidence, I think, is a big thing, and that was gained when he won at Nace 2 starts ago, and off the back of that, he was even more impressive the other day down in Tipperary, ridden by Declan McDonough, of course, takes the ride tonight. And the hat-trick is certainly on the cards here. His speed figure down in Tipperary is really good. This track, actually, is really not, to all intents and purposes, should play to his strengths, because he does finish his races off quite strongly, and he often challenges wide as well. So if the track rides down the centre tonight at Leopardstown, varies, of course, from meeting to meeting, he'd have a big chance, but he has been priced up accordingly, and I'll probably just overlook him here, only on value grounds, in the shape of Hassanor from the Mickey Halford stable, a horse that I mentioned last week in a previous preview, actually tipped a horse that finished fourth in that race beyond Chock, a horse called Reckless Lad, and Hassanor finished a never nearer fifth. It probably doesn't tell the whole story either. He didn't really get the best of runs on the home turn. He doesn't really tell you that in the analysis in the Racing Post today, but he was certainly stopped in his run, and given that he was in a poor position with 2 furlongs to run, he did quite well to get within 3 or 4 lengths of the winner. He's going back to the track again. He is dropping back in trip, which is a slight concern, albeit he has run over 7 furlongs before. But I've said all along this Hassanor's one that I've kept on the right side of, or I'm looking to, and I'm pretty convinced that he'll win a handicap sooner rather than later off his current mark. He's certainly shown enough ability, and the fact there has been a bit of money for him as well suggests that one or two people think like me that he could run well tonight.
Okay, moving on to the 8 o'clock next, race 5 on the card, and this is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter, and Blackstone heads the betting this morning at 9-4. Castle of R is 7-2 from 9-2, 4-1 for C's Aria, 8-1 for King of Oriole and Gold Focus, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Blackstone, Andy, finally got off the mark on Tuesday in a maiden. Do you see him backing up here, or is there something else in the race?
Well, he's certainly capable of doing that. He's already shown plenty of times before, and indeed the other day at Killarney when he won, that if he's in the right kind of mood, he's fairly useful. He has chucked a couple of bad runs in and around some good positive runs. That ninth, the time before at Fairy House, was a complete nutter write-off. And I was reluctant to tip him the other night, even though I knew he got the ability down in Killarney, just because I didn't think he was consistent or a horse he could trust. But he was given a good run by Joseph O'Brien. He made most of the running, or certainly up with the speed, and he had his mind made up for him. because I think he's a horse that can go a little bit AWOL in a race. And that'll be the key to Anna O'Brien tonight, obviously an experienced pilot compared to our brother Joseph. It's just whether she, along with the horse, click and they can sort of like complement each other. Like I say, he is a very tricky ride, Blackstone. He does need a bit of motivating. And with that in mind, I'd probably just slightly overlook him tonight again, much to my irritation, as it were, and go with Castle of R, who has run quite well in some decent handicaps and decent speed figure handicaps as well, particularly that race down in Roscommon, which, of course, worked out really well early on in the season. The race at Cliff House won and Chance the Dance was second. Had several boosts that form subsequently. And I thought he ran okay again the other day down in Tipperary. He certainly stays well, and of course he's got Gary Halpin on board. So at the prices, around about 4-1, 7-2, I'd put up Castellar each way in the hope that maybe Blackstone doesn't put it all in, or certainly reverts the type.
Okay, Castle of Art to take on the favourite then in the 8 o'clock. The 8.30 is the penultimate race this evening, and a premier handicap to look forward to here as well, with €60,000 going to the winner. It's the Nasrullah handicap. It's over a mile and a quarter, and Magnolia Beach is the 3-1 market leader this morning. A bit of support in opposition in the shape of Spirit of the Law, who's 6-1 into 9-2. Chance to Dance is 6-1, 7-1 for Vastania and 18 Summers. Defining Year, another to attract the money this morning, 10s into 8. It's 10-1 for Castle Guest, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you like for the big race at 8:30, Andy?
Well, I certainly don't like Spirit of the Lawn at 9-2. I don't know where Hills have got that price from. That York win was okay the other day, but it was very much a case of a slowly run race and nicking it from the front. I think this is a really competitive race, as it would suggest for the money. Magnolia Beach, Chance to Dance, 18 Summers, and defining the air at a push would all have major chances. But I'm going to stick with what I know here, and the speed figure or the speed figures that Chance to Dance has posted this season so far just basically stand him out from the rest of the field. I'm pretty sure he's going to be in the frame again if he can run to those numbers. Whether he's sort of arduous campaign, don't forget he's been on the go from the start of the season, almost from 6 furlong maidens all the way up to mile and a half handicaps, whether that starts to take its toll, who knows, because that's the way that Jim Bolger likes to go. He likes to keep his horses quite industrious, certainly on their toes anyway. There were slight signs maybe last time out that he was beginning to crack when he finished third behind 18 Summers, but I am prepared to overlook that, because that run only came 3 or 4 days after he'd won down in the Curragh in a fast time, so he might have just bounced. He's been given, for him anyway, quite a while off. He's been given 3 weeks off, which is a bit of a luxury, but he loves fast ground. There's no rain forecast. He's going to get a good pace, which he loves. He's already proven himself in good speed figure races. And he's 6-1 with William Hill, which looks a bit of a gift from an each-way perspective. So Chance to Dance, once again, is the one to be with each way in that 8:30.
Okay, Chance to Dance each way there. Then on to the final race of the night and the big race of the evening as well, the Challenge Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile and three quarters. And Pale Mimosa is the favourite this morning, 13-8 into 11-8 at the time of recording. It's 7-2 for Certarac, 4-1 for Eye of the Storm, 6s for Wexford Town, and a bit of a nibble on that from 8-1. 7s for Mutual Regard, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the other two runners. Pale Mimosa, Andy, the form stacking up for her. She finished third behind Leading Light on her seasonal reappearance, and that form obviously franked in the Ascot Gold Cup. Do you see her winning this?
Yeah, she should go well, as the market suggests, really. I think she's a worthy favourite here. She's 1-for-1 at the course, and that course came in last year's Savile Beg in 2013, and that was first time up. Subsequently, she'd run well in defeat, although wasn't quite up to the same standard. And funny enough, she looks as though she just needed the race first time out in Navan. I think it was a clear indication that Dermot Well thought that she was going to run a big race in the Ascot Gold Cup, the way they rode her that day, and she was fairly easy to back. And of course, Leading Light was cherry ripe for his seasonal reappearance, whereas Pam Mimosa just looked as though she could just come up a bit short on the day. Dermot Well, of course, took her out of the Ascot Gold Cup due to the very fast conditions, and that sort of patience might well be rewarded tonight. A mile six is definitely her best trip as well. Whether she would have got 2.5 miles at the Royal Meeting is obviously open to debate. But Leopardstown, over this trip on fastest ground or decent ground, certainly should allow Palmer Mosa to run anywhere near to her best. And if that's the case, the others are going to find her very difficult to beat.
OK, Palmer Mosa then in the lucky last. Let's just have a summary of your selections in Leopardstown, and if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, it looks as though it could be a good night for Dermot Weld, and he starts off with Initial in the first. The 6:20 nap of the night goes in the direction of Ray Dara, who ran a huge race first time out and a massive speed figure race down at the Curragh, which has been franked twice already. The next selection is going to be Right Way, who looks a value proposition against the short price favourite Flight Risk. I'm going to go with Hassanor each way in the 7:25. I think he can win a handicap in the not too dim and distant future. Blackstone is definitely the one to beat in the Apprentice Handicap, but I quite like Castle of R from an each-way perspective. Similar comments apply to Chance to Dance, who's just basically been a model of consistency all season long. He should go well in the 8:30. And in the final race, the best race on the card, Pal Mimosa is on song, without doubt the best horse in this race, and let's hope that she can step up to the plate tonight.
Okay, so that's this evening's action in Leopardstown. We also have a good afternoon of racing in Ireland as well with day four of the July Festival in Killarney. Andy, what are your best bets there?
Yeah, I've got three or four really, if you just wanted to do some doubles and trebles, Yankees, etc. I tipped all scored Eberdani the other day, and even though he got beat yet again, the excuse was he was involved in a very strongly run race in a fast time, and if he reproduces that, he should get the better of Laviniad. California Rose, who was a big eye catcher last time out, down in Bellistown, coming from a mile up the pace, gets the vote there for the informed Patrick Martin. Later on the card, a couple of decent handicaps over hurdles to get involved in, maybe. D for Darcy was given a terrible ride last time out down in Bellistown. He didn't get the clearest of runs, but hopefully tonight, with a more positive ride from Joe Fox, he should go okay in the 4:10. And my final recommendation there would be to stand the right side of Joanna Morgan's X Squared, who's in the form of his life and comes here off the back of a hat-trick. He's got his ground again, and there's no reason why he can't go well. So those are the four that I'll be interested in at Killarney on the fourth and final day of their festival.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections today, and enjoy the action in Ireland.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.